you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
And first things first, we are starting Daily Pop today with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Drum roll, please. Course.
Are yes. you all ready? Okay, so they rolled into the Golden Globes fashionably late. An eyewitness says the crowd went nuts when they showed up to their table, which was after the show had started. In fact, I think it was like right before Ellen walked up on stage. So it was pretty late into the show. What do y'all think about being that late? Is it a boss move or is it annoying?
I love that Justin just turns to me because we have to be very careful with our words about Queen Bee. I don't think it's annoying. I think it's Beyonce and Jay-Z. I think that they can show up whenever they want to show up. I think that it's probably annoying for her fans who probably wanted to see her walk the carpet and sort of get that interaction. I mean, she looks flawless. They probably wanted to go 30 minutes late because maybe they had information that none of us had at that time, or they wanted to kind of, they were running late. I mean, they have three babies.
Yeah, but lots of moms are in that audience, and they showed up on time.
Do you think she should have been there?
This is my thing, and I love Beyonce and Jay-Z. There's just two things that they don't see that I need them to see.
Okay, tell me.
The first thing is, if I was a nominee and I had been sitting there and I showed up and, you know, I won, and then all of a sudden she showed up an hour and a half late and ended up winning for her song, my clap would have been a little lighter because you could have been there to clap me on when I won my award. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, the part I don't get, and I think this is when you have such a close-knit team that you've handpicked and you've come up with together, that they get afraid to tell you the truth. And the truth of the matter is, Beyonce could have had that Golden Globe in her hand.
Yeah, I actually thought she was going to win it.
Or do you think she knew that she wasn't
going
to win, and that's why she showed up 30 minutes late?
No, no. She showed up because she thought she had a chance, and she actually did. Elton John didn't win the Golden Globe because his song was better. Elton John won the Golden Globe because he shakes the hands. He kisses the babies. He goes out to the events. He shows up on the red carpets.
Right.
The Hollywood Foreign Press, the Oscars, the Emmys, they want to give awards to people who
It's a handshaking game, yeah.
Yes, they don't try.
Yeah, here's my thing with Beyonce. I don't know, maybe I'm just desensitized. I just expect them to do stuff like this. I expect them to show up late. I don't expect them to go on the carpet. So whenever I saw that they weren't going to be on the carpet, I was like, yeah, sounds like Beyonce.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it doesn't even, I feel like when we get sightings of them, people are happy regardless. So for me, it's just, when I think of red carpet, I don't even think of Beyonce. So maybe that's my version of desensitized. I just don't. I see it, think of her dropping something unexpected. She's doing a music video.
She'll
I
have
don't,
a cute yeah. Instagram photo of her dress.
I don't see, exactly, like five of the, yeah, I yeah. don't see her walking red carpet. Jen Aniston coming 30 minutes late, we're going to have a problem.
We're going to have a problem.
That's a problem.
But that's the thing. No one is telling them the hard truth because everybody expects them.
Yeah, they don't care because it's not their industry.
But on top of that, does it really matter? Like, do you think that they truly care? I don't think they give a crap.
By the way,
they don't.
Jay-Z was so mad at the Grammys because he had been nominated 65 times.
Which was a little ridiculous.
And hadn't won anything. And he said something about it, so they do care. Mm. You're not going to put on that much hair and makeup, pick out that dress, write this song, put it all into that if you don't care. She showed up because she wanted to win that award. She is going to show up to the Oscars because she wanted to win that award. I just think that you have to put a little bit more time in it. And I love Jay-Z and Beyonce. I really do. She should have had that trophy.
You think they need to play the Hollywood game a little bit more?
They need
know.
To play the game a little
but
bit more.
But real quick, before we move on to the next thing, I do have to know, what do you think of her dress?
I liked her dress. I did not love her dress. I thought it looked beautiful on her. I think her body looks incredible. I think it's very Beyoncé. I like the gloves.
I did like the gloves. I thought that was a cool extra touch.
I like it. I like the look. It's not my favorite Beyoncé look, and it was definitely not my favorite dress.
It's one of my favorite looks.
Ooh. Really?
I loved the look, and I wish she would have walked the red carpet because it was a statement.
Her glam, I thought, was impeccable.
Her face.
All the zoom-ins on her, I was just like...
She's like buttery.
Flawless.
Yeah. She's buttery.
Impeccable.
She's buttery. She floats.
Well, mm-hmm. Beyoncé, though, is getting some heat for not standing up for Joaquin Phoenix whenever he won Best Actor. So tweets went out, things saying, like, quote, pretty rude, and she should have stood up. And then other people are saying, Beyoncé sitting during Joaquin's win is the kind of energy I want in 2020. What did you think about this? The meme is kind of going throughout the internet. Everybody at the table stood up. She was the only one that did it.
Maybe she didn't like the Joker.
Maybe she didn't like the Joker. She also, though, was kind of in his walk path. So it was right there. He walked right behind her. Well, this isn't the exact shot, but that's where you can see where she was sitting. But he walked right behind her. And I thought maybe somebody tweeted this out saying if she would have stood up and pushed out her chair, she would have gotten his way. Maybe it was one of those situations where she was trying not to be in his way.
Maybe she was just a human and, like, didn't realize she needed to stand up for that. And, like, she's Beyoncé and just felt like sitting was more comfortable, which, quite frankly, it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the end of the world. She didn't stand up. Big deal. You know what I mean?
Maybe she had on 3 pairs of Spanx and couldn't stand up.
And maybe it was difficult for her to stand up. But sometimes she had a lot of sleeves on.
I'm curious to know if she...
If he didn't stand up for her...
If she didn't stand up for really anybody, I guess I didn't watch her that closely the whole entire show, and maybe it just wasn't put on camera, but we need someone to tell us, like, did she just not stand up? Maybe she was having a dress issue.
I don't think she follows suit with that kind of stuff. I feel like, it goes back to the carpet. She's going to show up 30 minutes late, she's going to sit down, and when she's sitting down, she's sitting down.
Yeah, but...
And Joaquin's speech was really... I was having a good time watching that speech.
I was,
like, drinking through that speech.
I was like, what was he saying?
I was like, what? You are a magical unicorn. Like, I
he
want you to just
magical
speak
unicorn.
All night.
It's so crazy that they pinpointed
Leo.
Beyoncé for this, but if you look closely, whenever he walks, the camera pans, everybody else in the front is actually sitting. And Michelle Williams gave that heart-wrenching, like... amazing speech. Not everybody was standing up as well. You don't have to stand up for everything.
Standing is really a lot.
Yeah.
It's like, it's fine if you get like a special award, but just because people win all night. Not everyone's standing for everyone. Not everyone stood for Olivia Colman. Why did they have to stand for Joaquin?
Amen.
Okay.
All right.
And she was fabulous too.
Now, we got to move on to the exes that we just can't quit. Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, they sat at a table. Maybe a couple away from each other at the Globes. And when he won his Best Supporting Actor award, show of hands, who wanted to see Jen's reaction? And thank you, Globes, for giving it to us. There she is.
Oh, she was smart. Play it again. What happened?
So listen,
Do it again.
That's exactly what happened at our party last night. We were watching and we rewound because my brother was like, oh my God, she has her finger in her mouth.
Look,
she is biting her nails.
There is a twinkle.
But she doesn't have her finger in her mouth.
Wait, hold on.
The bottom lip is tucked. That is a spouse.
No,
it is not.
That is a spouse look.
You
that looked like Rita
down,
Wilson
Morgan.
Looking at Tom Hanks.
No, Morgan.
That was crazy. Look at that.
I think that's a friendly look.
Oh, that was like I had that in his prime and he's still hot. And
that's
he comes to my birthday
funny party. I will say she was probably thinking he's still hot because that's all anyone was thinking.
By the way, I can't. The hairline, what is that? That hair is perfect. They still know. It's like when you're sitting and an ex-boyfriend's in the same room and you're like kind of sitting and you know where each other is.
Uh-huh.
Like I think she's always going, that's going to be her man forever.
Yeah, that's the guy that you look back and you're like, we had sex a lot.
Exactly. And also, she's so happy because in her mind, she's like, that marriage of yours didn't work.
But I love that y'all were focusing on Jennifer Aniston's look. The look I was focusing on was Reese Witherspoon's. It was like the friend who you told too much to and who had seen too much of what had happened.
Right.
Like, she was like, oh, look at him. Mm-hmm. Oh, you getting an award now after what you did to my friend? Meanwhile, your friend is looking like Wile E. Coyote, like she just saw the Roadrunner and wants to bite his ass. But
I mean,
we've seen too much. We know too much.
I know that it's never going to be again, but I just wish that they... I mean, at least for a weekend. Just give it to us for a second.
She's already gotten it for a weekend.
You think so? You think they've had sex again?
If you are showing up to my holiday party and my birthday party, guess what? You're staying over for a glass of Chardonnay.
They've not had sex.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
We're keeping the ship afloat.
Honestly, no. I think that You're right. I think she looks back at him and she thinks back of a time, of a prime time in her career and their life and when he was really hot. I mean, he was always hot, but
he's so
really
hot.
And I think it's just a fond memory. But after what happened with him marrying Angelina, no, I don't think she just would casually sleep with Brad.
No, I don't either. But I do think she's happy that everything has worked out. I mean, he was with Angelina for a decade. That was probably the hardest. You never get over that. That sort of betrayal and heartbreak. Mm-hmm. And that was really the love of her life. So for him to be standing up there winning, it's fun again because nobody's attached to anybody. Yeah. It makes it less pressure filled.
It was fun, too. They went to the same after party for a little bit. And the reporting was all saying how they were very friendly with
cordial.
Each other. They hugged. It was nothing romantic at all. Which is very cool with each other.
This is how I know it's more than what we think.
Oh, my God.
Let me give you evidence. Give me the side-by-side of them from last night on the red carpet, real quick.
You just put it up. Because they're both
in black? No, they're not just both in black. They have the same hair color. Bitch, I am not sharing my colorist with you unless we're cool again.
I just want to know
really
what...
You really think Chris McMillan is doing Brad Pitt's hair?
He's cutting it. She's cutting Jen's.
Yeah, but who's coloring that hair?
Justin Anderson.
Thank God. Look, Brad... telling you.
You know what? I will say that hairline. I mean, by the way, Justin Anderson does that hair very well. So I just feel like they're not having sex. They should and tell us.
I agree with that. Who do you guys think won the night overall? Justin, you first.
I think for me, it was Awkwafina.
You guys stole my answer, so I had to pick another one.
Yeah, I think Awkwafina being the first woman of Asian descent to win in that category.
I can't believe that.
I know. It brings me back to the moment where Billy Porter became the first openly black gay man to win in the lead role at the Emmys. And I remember what it felt like for me and that moment for me. So I know there are a lot of Asian girls out there that are looking at this woman and thanking her for opening that door for them. And it's crazy, but I'm just so happy for her, and this was a moment, and you can tell she really loved it, and she really wanted it.
She's grateful. I mean, I feel like we just saw her on this show. I was talking about that last night. Like, she was just here. Mm-hmm. Crazy Rich Asians had just come out. She was telling us about how her family didn't even know that she was going to be doing stuff in this industry, and, like, for her career to just blow up like that overnight, and you can tell she's still so new in the game because she's still so grateful and excited and, like, still can't believe that this is happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. For me... after I had to choose. Ellen.
Yes.
I thought Ellen's speech was so funny. I feel like the timing on that woman, nobody can replicate that.
Yes.
It was so funny, she did not miss a beat. When she thanked her husband, Mark, I for a second was like, did she have a husband too? I was like, wait, what's happening? She killed it, it was very funny. And when she's so like, you know, like I'm so happy about this because I knew I was gonna win.
Yeah.
It's like, classic.
She has a way to be funny, but like tug at your heartstrings, but then also be serious all at the same time. Like she's
good.
She's got something special, and it's
that's why she makes
put
all
that
on money.
Instagram. It makes us like grateful to be in a time where Ellen's on television.
100%.
Yes.
Guys, I'm going to Brad Pitt, man. He won the night. I swear, that's all I could see on Twitter. That's all I could see on Instagram. Everybody talking about, yes, that he won for Best Supporting Actor, and that's amazing, but he's so freaking hot.
He's so hot.
And we just can't get over it. I also gave a shout out to his parents who are in the Ozarks, which made me excited because I grew up every summer going to the Ozarks.
Aww.
So that's like back in my home state, so I was excited about that. I also loved his joke about not bringing his mom because every girl that he's seen next to is accused of being his girlfriend. So yeah, I love that part, too.
Did you guys check the moment where Selma Hayek kind of checked Tiffany Haddish with the side eye?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm going to try to get that clip for you guys. It is amazing.
I miss it. I watched that whole thing.
What?
Tiffany Haddish was, like, trying to be, like, jokey with the people from Chernobyl, like, get in the photo. And literally Selma Hayek was like,
well, Selma, you know, nobody plays with Selma.
You don't play with her.
She's a big deal, that
you
woman.
Do not play
her
with her.
Her husband's a bigger deal.
I'm going to get that clip for you guys,
because like
it's amazing.
All right, up next, Bill Hader and Rachel Bilson. They just threw their new relationship into the spotlight on the Globe's red carpet. We are shocked. Was it too soon?
What? I didn't even know that. I'm kidding. I knew that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
it is officially official. Bill Hader and Rachel Bilson are dating, and it seems to be pretty serious because they hit the red carpet together at the Golden Globes. You don't do that if you're not official, official. So they first fueled rumors the past couple of weeks when they were spotted grabbing coffee in Bill's hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So this was pretty fast. That was only a few weeks ago, and then now they've walked the carpet. Does that feel too soon, or do you think that this is just...
I'm so happy for her. I love them together. They're such a cute couple. I didn't even actually see her dress until right now. It's not too soon. When it's right, it's right. If you have to think about it too much, it's probably not right. So if they're in love and they're happy and they want to rock the carpet together, that means that they're proud of what they have and they're excited about it and they want to show it off. So more power to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I like them.
I like them. I think they're adorable.
I do too. She's funny. He's obviously
She's a
hilarious.
National treasure. I mean...
Yeah. And I think Bill seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, and
like,
cool.
He's gonna treat her good.
Yeah.
And that's what I hope for her.
And they both have kids, and they both have the same goals in life. And what I like about this couple is that, remember when Scarlett Johansson started dating Colin Jost and Ariana started dating Pete? It was like we started moving away from, like, the stereotypical hot guy, and we started getting into the funny guys.
The more interesting, because everybody wants a funny guy.
It's the year of the funny guy.
It's the, yeah, you know, it always is. We always, the Brad Pitts of the world, I mean, we'll take them all day, but it's really, Brad Pitt's probably funny, too.
I think he's funny.
I mean,
he's
funny. Did the raft joke.
Yeah, he did.
Kind of funny.
That was the best joke.
That was the best joke. Didn't need the word still in it, but that's fine. I'm just being a little nitpicky now.
But, Carissa! No,
it was good. It was really good.
Oh, you weren't here last week when she came after me about my hair. She was like, fix it!
I love when Carissa's pregnant because towards the end, the last trimester is like Survivor in here.
Yes.
Because she will come for your ass and you won't even know.
No, she'll smile through it. You look so bad today. You're like, okay.
Thank you. That's not what I said. I said your hair is very fuzzy. You need to get that sprayed down.
I know.
How many months are you?
I think I got to do the math. 5 or 6.
Girl.
We got a long time.
6 more weeks.
I know.
Friday the 13th right here. Jason Voorhees.
I'm not going to lie. You guys have some total truth to this. And it's only getting worse. I don't know what's wrong with me. I blame the hormones.
Okay. Yeah. The last time you were pregnant and you were on 10, I used to be like, you know what? Just take it. She's pregnant. And you know what? Her husband's probably getting it worse than you. So just suck it up, Justin. It's going to be fine.
And it was. And look at us all now.
We're good.
If I wouldn't have told you about your hair, you would have been sad.
I was kidding. There was a brush right about to get through. She's like, fix it. I was like, it's happening now.
Okay, moving on. It's a new year.
Yay.
And new lips for reality star Brielle Bierman. So she recently revealed that she dissolved her lips in an attempt to look like 18-year-old Brielle again soon. So Brielle, of course, as you know, has defended her decision to get lip injections in the past. So what do you think changed? Like, why do you think she's... switching it up.
This is the one thing about Justin that he loves drama. He is so anti-plastic surgery that looks like it's too much. And that you hate that.
I hate that.
And it does, there is sort of that fine line where I'm totally like, the more power to you, you want to tweak something, you want to make yourself feel better, do it. I just think that when you're such a young girl, she's so beautiful. I'm so happy that she realized these lips are not adding to my face. They're making me look much older. She looks stunning.
Stunning.
Stunning with her lips like that. If you want to do a little bit, fine. But when they start to take over your whole face, and trust me, I've been there. My lip used to look like a ball sack. It was hanging down.
Girl. It was bad.
And this one was like, I had to put a steroid in it to make it go back. Up.
Just and not
don't,
a cute ball sack.
No, it was not cute. It was like, it wasn't paying my rent. It wasn't that kind of ball sack.
Right? No, here's the thing. I'm okay with plastic surgery.
You just put a cough drop
in?
Yeah, okay.
Because
it's a good show today.
I have a lot to say about this.
Okay.
I'm okay with plastic surgery when it's to make you look younger. But
If
you're at the right age. But if you're an 18-year-old girl and you go in and age yourself by putting those lips in, it becomes a lot. And I think a lot of times what happens is these young girls start looking at these celebrities and they want to emulate them. Kylie Jenner famously took her lip fillers out last July.
Yeah.
And then everyone started following suit. I hope that people start doing this. I also hope that maybe the booty shots might come out.
Yeah.
Like, stop doing the booties.
We have to, you guys, this is a trend right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not gonna wanna look like this when you're 50. So just leave it alone.
Thing, like you said, I think it's these young girls that, I think we get sensitive to them because we look back at ourselves and we're 18 and we're like, I really wish I would have appreciated how cute I was back then.
Totally.
And that's how Brielle, I think you're gonna look at too, you know, and maybe that's what she has decided and said, like, I really am actually quite beautiful.
I like my lips.
Young Look at and her. Youthful.
And by the way, she was beautiful with a big lip.
All
she
the time
just didn't
in the
even...
world to be older looking.
And also, when we were growing up, it was even different. Like, our role models were, I mean, the people that were A-list were like the Gwyneths of the world. Like, nobody really had that sort of, it's a different look right now.
It was a boob moment.
It was, okay, so it was like Pamela Anderson.
Everybody had the boobs. Everyone wanted to get a boob job.
A boob job, right, but I was too young. Right, so I just feel like there's probably a lot of pressure for girls now that are growing up to kind of sort of follow suit. It's just like, use a filter.
I do feel like the lip injections are gonna go out.
They are. This stuff always changes. Mm-hmm. Nobody was gonna wanna have, it's gonna be something, it's gonna be like short hair again. It's not gonna be what we're looking at now.
Yeah, the weave industry is about to take a big hit too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna be colossal.
I mean, I wish I could take a break. I have no hair. Hi, beautiful.
Coming up! Vanderpump Rules star Stassi Schroeder is live in studio. We're talking engagements, fights, and all the drama. And yeah, she does look very beautiful today.
I never want to get rid of my weave.
No, by the way.
You don't have to get rid of it yet.
Ever.
Let's just talk shit about people or something, because that would make me feel better.
Talking about that, how's your best friend?
Are you talking about Kristen? I've been really frustrated because the way she speaks, it's like, Katie and Stassi are horrible friends. They don't support me in my relationship, or they haven't checked in on me. And I feel like she's been telling everyone that she's broken up with her boyfriend. She, in the same breath, says, but we still live together, have sex with each other, and hang out every day. And I just feel like she's lying to me.
Oh, let's give a big Daily Pop welcome to Vanderpump star, Vanderpump Rules star, Stassi Schroeder. We love
this
having you.
This is my favorite place to come, and I love watching you guys. I watch you all the time.
Oh, well, my God, we watch you all the time.
We watch you, too, so right back at you.
And we're happy you're alive, by the way, because I just saw a car got ran into Pump yesterday.
Do you know, I was driving past it right after it happened. I'm like, what's going on at Pump?
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, there's a Ferrari in Pump. I witnessed it.
I heard
it
Brandi Glanville went straight through that window.
Right? Dude, this season looks like it has serious drama, as usual. Tell us some of the highlights that we're going to see.
Honestly, this feels like a completely different season.
Wow.
Because a lot of us, you know, have grown up. Most of us aren't working at Sur anymore. And we have new people that are working at Sur. And, you know, we sometimes get along with them, sometimes don't. And we all still have the same dysfunctional issues that we just have always had. I'm excited to watch it.
What's your feeling when you walk into Sur? Like, do you feel like... Like, does your heart start to race like you just know drama always is going to happen when you go there?
No, I feel like I run this. I love walking into Sur.
Yeah.
I love when there's like new people that come to work at Sur
so
because
awesome.
They think they run it.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God, that's the worst. And I'm like, please sit down.
No.
Sit down.
Girl, been here.
I was here 10 years ago. My blood, sweat, tears, everything. I was the sorority leader.
I love it. So you and Beau are obviously engaged.
Yes,
congratulations.
Thank
now,
you.
You got proposed to in a graveyard.
I did.
That's weird.
Those who don't know you might find that odd. But for you, this was perfect, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I've always loved cemeteries. I grew up in New Orleans.
Yes.
Where, you know, our cemeteries, like, they're just
beautiful.
And it's just always been something, it's not, like, morbid necessarily. I love them. So whenever we go out of town, he always takes me to different cemeteries in, like, different countries. And so it was just perfect. It's where I want to be buried, too. So, like, Beau, I got proposed to where you and I are going to be buried together.
So, did you buy the plot the same day?
That's step number two.
You should have bought the plot. Would you ever get married in a cemetery or a haunted house?
Ooh.
Or
I asked Beau if we could do that, and he said no.
Oh.
He said he doesn't want to start our wedding in death. But yeah, the Myrtles Plantation in Louisiana.
Would have been
I thought
the
about
best.
That. He just said, he's like, you know what? I gave you the proposal you want. We're not getting married with ghosts and death around us.
Now, I've seen you venue shopping on your Instagram. You're going away for this wedding.
Yes, I'm going to Rome.
Oh,
people
Rome.
Are going to be pissed.
Good.
Wait, what is Rome, the significance of Rome for you and your man?
Well, Beau is half Italian. He's dual citizenship with Italy. And that was like our first, when we went to Italy together, that was our first big trip together as a couple. And it was just magical. Mm. And I just knew like, okay, like if we get married, this is going to be something.
Yeah.
I want it to be an experience for people. You know what Aww. I mean? Like a 3-day thing where it's like people have like their own trip and take on it and they can do what they want. And I'll get your address.
Well, you know I gotta ask, and I hate to be shady, but is Kristen gonna be invited to the wedding?
We shall see how this year goes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I know you guys have ups and downs, and you guys aren't always in the best place.
Yeah, no, it's been really sad, and obviously that's a big part of season 8. And obviously, like, deep down, I'm hoping that things get better. Mm-hmm. And I would like her to be there. But if we just can't get along every time we're around each other, then that's, like, you know, it's a decision I'm going to have to make and think about.
So. Do you have the bridal party locked in?
I do.
And they are?
I'm not telling you. Listen, I didn't even want to do bridesmaids. My friends made me do it, and
did
now I have like
gifts?
9 of them.
Did you go above and beyond? Then after they said that you have to have it, you did like the whole gift
thing?
Screw
that. I sent text messages.
Stassi, thank you for joining us.
Thank
so
you,
gorgeous.
Guys.
Thank you here. Vanderpump Rules premieres tomorrow night on Bravo. Up next, Justin Bieber is getting really personal in his new YouTube series. Are you going to watch that and so much more after the break? Stay with us.
That's super tease for season 8.
It's so...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Justin Bieber is inviting us inside his new private world with his docuseries coming out. Watch a little clip.
As humans, we go through so many ups and downs, so many good seasons, bad seasons. Sometimes we want to give up. I'm excited, just nervous a little bit. This album is different because of where I'm at in my life.
There's a lot of pressure that I think people don't see.
I can never remake this album. It's gotta be perfect.
Justin gets extremely personal in the YouTube series. Are you guys gonna watch?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm so excited to see this.
I'm excited too.
It's all about his last 4 years, and you know what? He's been through a lot, and there's a lot we don't know about why he wanted to cancel the tour. I mean, we had like reportings of him needing the break for personal reasons, but it sounds like he wants to explain that to his fans, and not only that, but like give them a good insight to where he's going with his music and his marriage to Haley. Gosh, she's so pretty.
Yeah. She's so beautiful. And it's exciting to see them, like, you know, obviously we see them in, like, Calvin Klein ads, but we haven't really seen, like, a personal look into their lives.
Yeah.
So I think that that's going to be really exciting. People want to see that. He's now a married man. What does that look like to us?
Yeah. And I think, you know, for Justin Bieber, the last 4 years, I feel like the media really did a number on him, and they jumped to conclusions, and they made accusations, and they said all these things about this young man who was turning in to a man right in front of our eyes. And I always used to say, if people had a camera on me 24/7 and all the dumb that I did at 21 would
forget
come to light,
it.
I would be a mess too. I just hope that people watch this documentary, and I hope media outlets and journalists and other people who was making fun of this guy and saying that he was out of control and wild and a spoiled little brat eat crow and apologize, because this man's about to explain what has been happening for the last 4 years.
Documentary is gonna be huge. Remember he did that, what was that movie called? Whenever it was the movie about him.
Yeah, he was still, but
that was still huge then. He is the most subscribed to artist on YouTube right now. Everyone is just waiting for this whole series to drop, and it's going to be huge. And people are like so excited about his new music. He just dropped his video for his brand new song, Yummy. Here's a little clip.
Yeah, you got that yummy.
Cute. He basically is at the dinner table most of the time, does a little dancing on top. But the song, oh my gosh, it gets so hooked in your head. I've been singing it ever since I first heard it.
I like the pink hair.
I'm not gonna lie. After 4 years of being gone, I was expecting like a Lemonade. I was hoping for, like, I thought it was going to be like something deep, something personal, kind of like what Selena did with her first single, because there had been so much time. And I'm like, oh, you had 4 years to think about it. And then when Yummy came out, I was like, wow, that's not very deep at all. But then I got hooked on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very catchy, but I think it's indicative of where he's at because he has his wife, he's in love with her. She's kind of what the song is about. So it's just kind of like he's singing about what's most relevant to him. I'm really into the pink.
Mm-hmm. I am too. And I also think, though, it also is indicative to show that he's just knows how to create a tune that gets stuck in your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's like what he does best.
He makes hits.
Yeah.
And I've always said this, I've said this since I was younger, if my friends are watching, I've said this when we were in high school, those church boys are the closet freaks, okay? Talking about yummy and eating your cake, I knew you were a closet freak, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt, Jason Kennedy, all closet freaks.
Oh my God, I haven't even eaten my full breakfast yet.
I'm telling you.
You should have been here. We had him on the show and we were asking about how much he has sex with his wife. He was loving it.
Okay. Do we have something else?
I'm telling you, it's always the closet church freak.
I have another show to do after. I can't be nauseous.
Yeah, well, it sounds like...
Guess who goes to church? Carissa. Closet freak.
Guess who's pregnant again? Carissa.
Closet freak.
It happens. We're checking with you guys on social on Beyonce and Jay-Z showing up late. V says they could at least have the respect to show up on time. If it's a privacy thing, then stay home.
Okay.
She's not happy about that. One Brub says Beyonce and Jay-Z are old school and don't believe in campaigning for awards. That's why people don't take award shows seriously. They aren't based on talent.
No, but at the same time...
That's not true.
That's not true.
The Globes are based on talent.
It's based on talent.
People who won last night were very talented people.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody that was nominated deserved to be nominated. But I do think you're right. There is a little bit of the campaigning that
networking.
Does help.
Of course. Nobody networking. Wants you to win if you're not nice.
It's kind of like those that get promoted at work sometimes are the ones that...
Play the game right.
Yeah. All right. And JC liked the Globes this year. She says, definitely the most entertaining show in years because you didn't know who would pop off next.
People were popping off.
Ricky set the tone right as he walked out.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care. It's just jokes. He's like, I didn't do it. You did it. He was hilarious calling everyone out.
And Selma Hayek snatched a weave live on
air. God, you're starting rumors.
We're still working on getting that visual.
It's coming,
for you.
I'm telling you.
Okay,
y'all.
Up next, so much beautiful bling on the red carpet last night. We've got the diamonds here in studio. I cannot wait. Somebody better give me a security guard because I might run.
Well, you can't run that bad.
A Golden Globes look is not complete without the perfect set of accessories. We saw some major trends at last night's big event. A lot of Hollywood ladies wore diamonds, and a few of them added a colored accent.
Ooh.
I loved this touch. Who rocked it best? We have Charlize. We have Jennifer. We have Cynthia. I loved them all, but I gotta give it to Cynthia.
Cynthia, hands down, was my best dress of the night, aside from Gwyneth Paltrow. When I saw that necklace, I literally texted Jason Bolden, who was her stylist, and I was like, what are we doing right now?
I love it.
I can't be friends with you anymore. She looks so perfect.
Valued at what, like $5 million?
He told me, he's like, we went with a casual $5 million necklace. I was like, that's casual. Why I'm obsessed with you.
Oh my gosh, loved it, big win. Okay, most celebs were hands-off whenever it comes to like walking the carpet. They wouldn't have their free hands, but not Jodie Comer, Billy Porter, and Sofia Vergara. They all ditched. They all brought the purse. Should they have ditched the purse?
I'm not into a purse. You know I've said this a million times, Chris. I get that it's like convenient in terms of posing because you can't always put your hand on your hip. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I just don't like a bag on the carpet. Why? You don't need your phone.
But I feel like
you
Jodie's,
have people with you.
I feel like the yellow one with Jodie's like added to her outfit so much because it was different and feathery and was just a cool trend.
Yeah, I guess if it's fun. I just don't like the idea of like having it because what do you need it for?
There's nothing in it.
Exactly.
There's no room for
a lip
anything.
Gloss, somebody's there to touch you up anyway. Okay. I don't like Billy Porter's at all and I love his whole outfit. I'm so sorry.
Oh, gosh! Don't talk about Billy that way. Jennifer Aniston paired her black dress with some layered diamonds, and I thought that was a really cool touch.
Gorgeous.
What did you think?
I thought it was gorgeous. It's so classic Jen. She's always rocking the black, and for whatever reason, like, we're not sick of it. Like, what is that?
I know.
And she walked by us when we were doing a live show last night after the awards ended, and she walked by, and her back, I literally could have bounced a quarter off of it. It was so tan and perfect. She's stunning.
Absolutely. Well, the layer look is something we will definitely see more of as the red carpet season rolls on in partnership with Real is Rare. Real is a diamond fine jewelry designer. Stephanie Gottlieb is here to break down all of the diamond trends we should expect.
Woo,
how
yes,
are you?
I'm good.
You
how
brought
are
the
you?
Bling.
I
Girl,
did.
What do we have here?
Oh, my God.
I mean, we had some major layered necklace moments last night. Like, that was a serious diamond red carpet.
Right.
And that's like... I'm all about red carpet season because we get these major moments. So Jennifer Aniston, you guys saw the double layer was
stunning.
Out of control, vintage Cartier.
Ugh.
And that was actually a throwback to a Grace Kelly, like 1950s Cartier piece.
That's all I want to talk
about. And, you know, that's kind of what I love about red carpet season is that diamonds are billions of years old, right? So we have this like incredible natural miracle. Mm-hmm. And then we see it in 1950s on Grace Kelly. We now see it on like Hollywood royalty, Jennifer Aniston, J-Lo. They were all wearing these stunning statement necklaces.
Just so many diamonds.
And I think like I your it. Eye literally went straight to the necklace.
100%.
Like, it was all about the necklace.
There's also these duster earrings I saw a lot of too.
Lots of long, really pretty, delicate earrings. Gwyneth was wearing
Gwyneth's necklace. I literally didn't sleep last night over it.
Somehow she pulled off a statement necklace and a statement earring, which is like unheard of.
And the
because you
was,
normally
yes,
choose.
The necklace was under her dress as well, and for whatever
out
reason, like was perfect. What
Unreal.
Was that? Was that wasn't layering? Was I that think, one piece?
No, that was two from Bulgari. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
And what? Then we also saw a lot of like major studs. Mm. I mean, you couldn't miss them, so I'm sure you saw them, but like Zoe Kravitz,
yes.
Awkwafina. Crazy big. I mean, I think they were like 36 carats or something insane like
that.
What
does that do to your ear?
I actually don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And what are these? Some of these trends that we have on the table that
so
I want to
So just showing like a couple of layered things here. And what I think is cool is that these really could be everyday like wearable pieces. So of course on the red carpet, like not wearable in your everyday life, but this is kind of a pared down way of doing it.
I love a mismatched earring like this.
I was hoping to see a little bit more of that last night. We didn't, but we still have the whole award season, so hopefully we'll get some of that too.
These are so beautiful too. I love this one.
And I don't know if you noticed, there was a lot of that like climber motif in a lot of the studs.
Do you like
Reese
those?
Was wearing that. I kind of do. It's like a cooler way of doing that like classic Harry Winston cluster.
See, right. I like it because I think it adds a little edge sometimes,
exactly.
Especially if you have like a very pretty feminine dress.
Yes.
I just need something little edgy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Hollywood royalty, old school, but like a little bit more modern.
It's cool. Definitely edgy. I don't, for whatever reason, I'm like a little bit more classic. It's not my favorite. Every time I try to wear them for the red carpet, I'm like, this is so not working for
me.
Well,
that's where I think the duster came in. Like that kind of elongates the neck and that's like your statement.
Well, these are beautiful. Thank
Stunning.
You, Stephanie,
Thank
for bringing
you so
them.
Much.
Thank you, guys.
You're just gonna look at them just a little bit
longer.
Coming up, the puffy sleeves, the nearly naked looks, all the fashion we loved and hated at the Globes last night.
And hated. Do you hear that? That's Carissa Pregnant. We hate
it. Shut your mouth. That was in my script. The show cannot go on any longer without us talking about the fashion at the Globes last night. Red was a huge color on the carpet. We've got some of our red celebrities here. Who wore it best?
Oh my God.
Olivia Colman, for me, was the red goddess of the night.
I
loved it. It was art. It was couture. She always makes a statement. It was the perfect hue.
I'm a tie between Nicole Kidman and Scarlett Johansson.
Because you like a prom dress.
Maybe, but I just loved them both. They just looked so gorgeous.
I think that Olivia Colman wore the exact right perfect dress for her to make the moment and statement that she wanted to make. I think we have not seen Scarlett look like this in a long time. She showed up and just reminded all of us, oh, I know we had that haircut. This is how beautiful I am.
Mm-hmm.
She looks phenomenal. It was youthful. It was glamorous. She looks happy. I loved every single thing about it. Nicole, she's consistent on the red carpet. She always looks good. Helen Mirren, I'm sorry. Like, what?
What can you say wrong about that?
What's going on? She's flawless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Loved it. I have to go with Scarlett, I guess. You've sold
Scarlett.
Me. You've talked
it's
me into
Scarlett.
It. Because, yes, it was a shock because we just talked about last week about how she always wears nudes, and I was so happy to see
her
in bold
color.
Yes,
didn't we do predictions?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think we predicted wrong on that one, but that's
Don't tell
important.
Anyone that.
Jennifer Lopez rocked not one, but two dresses last night. I know what you guys are gonna say. Which one did you like better?
The after party dress.
The after party dress. I thought it was very 60s
dress.
On theme. It's sort of like Lisa Marie Presley. I was not
say it.
A fan
say
of
it.
The red carpet dress.
I was not a fan
of
it.
I was not a fan of it, and I'm not over it yet. It was hard for me, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The after party dress definitely wins.
It was fun. I'm tearing. I don't know. She's stunning, but I wasn't a fan of the dress.
It's J-Lo. Maybe our expectations are extremely high.
You know, she's so beautiful. She looks good all the time. But I just was surprised that was the dress she chose.
Me too.
I will say, sometimes when you're doing a couture dress that's a one of a kind and you get the sketch.
True.
the sketch is always unbelievable, and you imagine what it's gonna be like, and then you're rehearsing for Super Bowl, you're finishing a movie, you're doing X, Y, and Z, so you don't have the time to go to an atelier and figure out what's going on, and then you get the dress, and it's not what you expected.
Yeah.
I think you don't tell Valentino, yo, this is not what I was expecting.
Justin, I'm sorry, but yes, you do. If you're Jennifer Lopez, yes, you do, because you know what? Any other designer will make her a dress in 2 seconds, or they'll pull the best of what they've got. She can
not
figure
Valentino.
That out. There are so many stars that will change their dress up until the last second.
I mean,
do you guys remember Chrissy Metz like announced that she was going to wear a dress, and I think Christian Siriano maybe made it for her. I can't remember exactly. She switched it last minute. It happens all the time.
But it was Valentino.
But this is the thing. It was I wore Valentino, just to say, and it was I didn't have that problem. Well. My dress was whatever. But I just think that it was, she took a risk. She expected it to be a different reaction. And I think that maybe it was the color scheme, that if it was a, if it
right
was,
after Christmas.
If it was bright red and an orange,
yes.
I think we would have been like, holy even if she kept the emerald necklace, I think the color of this did not play.
That's
even
what
if
it, is.
It was white at the bottom and she did a black bow.
Yes.
And she did like a
black and gold.
Or I did a no gold, like white, black bow, and then a coral accent.
Yes.
That's a different dress. That's in a museum one
Amen.
Day. This
Christmassy.
You wasn't. You could try to sell it all you want. I think if it was black, coral, orange, blue, I'd still hate it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, we as we tried to tiptoe along the PC route, Carissa torpedoed us down.
Again.
It takes a whole team to create a Stars Red Carpet Glam, but you can do it all on your own at home. We're about to show you how in partnership with L'Oreal. Take it away, Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm here with celebrity makeup artist Sir John. Hello.
Hey, Aaron.
So you're going to be showing me a look that you could do every day based off of what we saw on the carpet last night.
Absolutely. We're going to use L'Oreal Paris's Lash Paradise Mascara. So one thing I love about this mascara, it gives so much drama to the lashes.
I actually have this mascara.
Yep.
I love this mascara.
So we're going back and forth from the root and then up. And what that does, it gives you a lot of separation at the root, and it gives you so much volume that all you need is one coat.
Do you have any tips for when we get mascara on the top of our eyelid?
I do. So I want you to hold your eyes. So put your finger right there. And what this is gonna do, this is gonna work as a shield. And then once you're done, all that mascara is gonna be on your finger and it's not gonna be on your lid.
So you showed us the mascara. Now tell me how we can round out our Golden Globes inspired look.
I'm gonna show you a little hack, a tip. So put your liner on and then take your finger and then just pull out any excess, and it gives you an even wing.
You make it look so easy.
It can be easy, and also you have to remember, they don't have to be twins as long as they're going to the same party.
Those are some sharp wings.
Lips are gonna add a bit of drama, and we're gonna go for a lip color called I Don't. All you need is literally one coat. That's why I love this signature ink.
So what is the sell on this? Is it, am I okay to drink some coffee? And
you're
then
okay
I can
to
go?
Drink, you're okay to eat, you're okay to dance the night away. This is gonna stay anchored to your lips all night. Awesome.
Stunning. So fun.
Yeah, so I think she's ready. She's ready to go.
So
she
pretty.
Is ready to go.
Man, I need to practice that wing liner. I find that so hard.
It is very difficult.
It is difficult, but he killed it. All right, up next, you guys, we've got that amazing Tiffany Haddish, Selma Hayek side eye moment that Justin's been talking about all show. We're going to show it to you next. Don't miss it. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Justin told us earlier about one of his favorite moments from the Golden Globes last night with Tiffany Haddish and Selma Hayek. Okay, Justin, we've got the clip.
Okay.
Explain.
Thank
so
God.
So this is what happens. So Tiffany Haddish and Selma Hayek have just given Chernobyl the Golden Globe. Tiffany Haddish tries to sneak in right there. Watch Selma Hayek's face. Look at it. Look at it. She's like, what are you doing?
Oh,
then
God.
She walks back to like tap her. Like, we were at the Golden Globes. Get it together.
This is their moment.
This is their moment. Do not do this to them,
do
Kanye
think,
West.
Do
Watch.
You think maybe she thought she was actually sick?
No, she thought, no, look at her. She's like, bitch, what? Are you? Is it, do I? Am I? She literally, and look, rolled her eyes. That
She's
was like,
you've got to be.
That was
me.
The shadiest thing that happened all night. At the Golden Globes, and I caught it.
That's good.
That was a good one. Catch. It's definitely better than I thought it was going to be.
I know.
It's a good catch. And if you have time, Google Renee walking up to accept her award, and the guy's like, I'm going to help you up. And she's like, no, no. And the guy's like, I can help you. And she's like, no.
I got this.
She played Judy. She can handle anything.
She's good.
I love it. Okay, we're wrapping up with some final thoughts on our topics today from you. Thank you for tweeting us. Julie thinks Rachel Bilson and Bill Hader's love is for real. She says nobody is going to Tulsa, Oklahoma unless you are in love with someone there.
Amen to that. Smart tweeter.
Everybody from Tulsa's like, hey, that's not nice. The Golden Globes, Just Too Dirty, says my big moment was Rami Youssef winning. I was overjoyed.
Hilarious. When he's amazing. Like, you guys don't know who I am.
Yes.
And TDL says Awkwafina was the most amazing moment of the night.
I'm so happy for her.
I love it.
Yes.
All right, you guys, that's it for us today. Tomorrow's a huge show. We've got Bachelor pilot Pete joining us live in studio. Send us your questions. We want to know, did he find love? What's up with him and Charlize Theron? Plus, Justin is going to be a guest model on The Price is Right, guys.
Woo!
And we're going to be backstage for all of the craziness. This is like a dream come true.
And watch Morgan's skirt tomorrow when pilot Pete comes here.
Yeah.
She's going to be short.
Very short.
I'm wearing shorts.
That's good. Bye!
Bye!
We love you!
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.